This is Chris Benincasa for the Jersey Arts Podcast. This Saturday, the hit public radio and podcast series Selected Shorts returns to Kane University for an evening of beguiling tales for the Halloween season. One of the three readers is actor, writer, and creator of the new PBS kids show Alma's Way, Sonia Manzano, famous for her iconic, longtime role as Maria on Sesame Street. We recently got the chance to speak with Sonia Manzano about her time with Sesame Street, creating her own children's show, and the joy of telling stories on stage. So you've done a lot of work with Selected Shorts. Could you talk about your relationship with that show and how you got involved with it?
Oh, I just absolutely love Selected Shorts. It's an opportunity to be on stage live and read short stories to the audience who laps up all the short stories that we read. And I've met some terrific actors, well-known celebrities of the New York stage and of movies. And it's just terrific how they all like to come together with Selected Shorts and read short stories to the audience. Marvelous.
Selected Shorts started in 1985 and is one of the most beloved series in public radio. Were you a fan before you started working with the series?
No, actually, I started to get involved with them about 20 years ago, perhaps. And I wasn't aware of Selected Shorts until they asked me to read. And then I got into their program and also participated in other programs, their All Right program, which is a literacy program for adults. And I was part of that. And it's just remarkable to me that people still love to hear a story like you are when you were a kid. You know, it's kind of that feeling of sitting around a cozy hearth and somebody tells you a terrific tale. And you're right, it's been going on for over 35 years.
You are a writer as well as an actor, as well as many other things. Have you always had a strong interest in writing and literature?
Yes, I've always loved stories. I really think stories are a way to connect us. I think that we're so concerned now about having empathy for other people. And we always try to teach kids that or bring up that topic with children. But I think telling each other stories about each other's lives is really the way to do it. It's a way of connecting with the human experience that we all share.
So what will you be reading this Saturday at Enloe Recital Hall?
Well, the folks at the Symphony Space, the producers of Selected Shorts, choose the stories. And they've chose well. It's the theme of the evening, as you said, is a scary Halloween. So it's called Tales After Dark. And I'll be reading with a Tony winner, Boyd Gaines, and Anthony Rapp. You know who he is. He's the star of the original Rent, and he's on Star Trek Discovery now. And I will read a story. And we'll read stories by Robertson Davies, Ray Bradbury, and the Mexican writer Beatrice Escalante. So we're going to have a nice spooky time, I hope. And it's a pleasure to read scary stories for adults. You know, you can hardly enjoy Halloween anymore with children because we're always afraid of scaring them too much. Kids now get scared of the monkeys in The Wizard of Oz or the opening line of Charlotte's Web. As you know, they're going to slaughter Wilbur the pig and even Beatrice Potter, who's going to put her Peter Rabbit in a pie if she can catch him. And all of these sort of things that were created for children, I think now children find them scary. Well, in any case, I'm going to take a little break from that. And I'm very happy to be able to scare adults because we still like to be stimulated in such a way.
Of course, you are famous for your role as Maria on Sesame Street. You played Maria from 1971 to 2015. Coincidentally, the new PBS series Alma's Way, which you created, premiered this month. Could you talk a little bit about this new show? I think it's really interesting that someone with your background, one of the stars in what I think is universally considered to be the greatest children's show of all time so far, has now created her own series for PBS.
Yes, it's remarkable that I've kind of come full circle. I never thought I'd be back with PBS, and now I am when they asked me to create this show. And I'm back in the Bronx where I was raised. I'm back in the Bronx more than ever now because Alma's Way takes place in the Bronx. And it's about a little Puerto Rican girl, and a New Yorker girl who lives in the Bronx with her family. But the mission of the show is that kids should know that everybody has a brain and you could use your brain to think. So I'm very excited about launching that just this week. And it's been very well received thus far. And like I said, I never thought I'd come back to television. I was perfectly happy writing my books for Simon & Schuster and Scholastic. And that was kind of my way out of Sesame Street. I loved Sesame Street, but I think that once I stopped recognizing who the celebrities who came to the show were, I thought it was time for me to move on. and I started writing picture books because I was very inspired by Frank McCourt. Believe it or not, his Angela's Ashes was such a thrilling book for me. This, as you know, or you may not know, it's the story of the most miserable Irish childhood you can imagine, but told with such love and compassion and humor. I really thought to myself, I had a difficult childhood. I have a sense of humor. Let me give this a shot. And it inspired me to write my first picture book, No Dogs Allowed. And so I was, you know, and I've written more, and I'm writing young adult novels for Scholastic. But this opportunity of creating this animated children's shows for PBS was something that I simply couldn't pass up. So I jumped in and created Alma's Way.
Shifting gears a little, you attended a performing arts high school and started acting professionally while you were still a college student, right?
Yes, that's right. I went to the High School of Performing Arts. Now it's called LaGuardia. At that time, it was on 46th Street. It was a hole in the wall in 46th Street. And then I went to Carnegie Mellon University where we did Godspell. And I was in that, the original production of that. And from that, I jumped onto Sesame Street. And I think arts has gotten me through life. As a matter of fact, I was a student in the South Bronx, but when I got to performing arts, I became a C student because I couldn't compete with these middle-class kids who had so superior elementary school education. So all of a sudden my world changed. And when it was time to go to college, I didn't have the grades, but I did have acting talent. And so I applied to schools that you could audition for. And, you know, much like a people go to college on sports scholarships, I went to college on an art scholarship because I was determined to go to college one way or the other. And, you know, being in the arts, you know, gave me a career and, you know, kept me sane, actually.
Do you have any advice for aspiring artists in 2021?
Well, I think that for all the faults of the internet, the internet has done away with the gatekeepers and the middlemen who might stand in the way of an artist, because you can actually post your material, your monologue, your sensibility on the internet. Now, of course, the downside of that is that everybody's doing it. But I think it gives you a platform where you can show your stuff. I mean, the whole thing of self-publishing is the same thing as presenting your book without a middleman and, you know, overcoming that. So I think that people should take advantage of those things now.
I'm glad you brought that up. My favorite thing about the internet, and probably the most redeeming thing about the internet, is that leveling of the playing field. Nobody can stop you from broadcasting your own show, and people are punching through the clutter all day, every day.
Exactly. I've seen some very hilarious performers on the internet, and sometimes I watch network television, and I watch, wait a minute, there's so much talent out there. How come they're not on the network here? I've seen them on YouTube's and et cetera. So, So, of course, it has to do with longevity and not just capturing the audience's attention for 2 minutes. You have to sort of keep growing within right. the art form of social media and presenting yourself like that.
So what can the audience expect to experience this Saturday at Selected Shorts, Tales After Dark?
Well, I hope that they have a lot of laughs, certainly. I hope that we can feel a little bit the thrill of live theater. I just finally went to my first play since the pandemic began a couple of nights ago. And it was just exciting to be in the same room with people who had the same idea in mind of wanting to commune with a story, with an artistic experience that's up on stage. And I hope that even though everybody's going to be wearing a mask, I'm looking forward to seeing how that looks from my point of view on the stage. I won't be wearing a mask, but we're taking a lot of COVID precautions, as the audience will too, but still we're going to get a little bit of that flavor of being in a live theater with live actors, and these actors, Boyd Gaines and Anthony Rapp, are certainly wonderful performers. So we're just going to come together and emotionally hold hands and have a great time at Selected Shorts.
Sonia Manzano, thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Thank you.
Selected Shorts, Tales After Dark is this Saturday at Enloe Recital Hall at Kane University. Actor, writer, and creator of the new show Alma's Way, Sonia Manzano will be reading scary stories along with Tony winner Boyd Gaines and actor Anthony Rapp. For more info and tickets, go to canestage.com/events. And for more information about the arts in New Jersey, visit jerseyarts.com. I'm Chris Benincasa for the Jersey Arts Podcast. Thanks for listening.
The Jersey Arts Podcast is made possible by the New Jersey State Council on the Arts, supporting excellence and engagement in the arts since 1966.